Journey into Oneness. Once upon a time, but not too long ago, there lived a very elderly frog named Crockett. He spent his days alternating between enjoying the sun and the shade. He had very few friends, since all of his contemporaries had passed on into the Neverland. He knew not why he had not been called to rest, until one day he heard a whisper right in his ear.
"Hey, old man, we have a mission for you. You cannot turn it down. It is your destiny."
Crockett did not know what to think and leaped over to the pond and had himself a big gulp. That night, however, he could not settle down into slumber. He kept repeating the words he had heard over and over.
"What is my destiny? Why now, at the end of my life, am I being tasked with this, whatever it is? Why can't I just go into the Neverland with my cronies?"
Finally, he did get some shut-eye, but upon awakening, he was more confused than ever. A seed had planted itself within his tiny brain, and it kept nagging and nagging. So Crockett went for a stroll through the field that surrounded his favourite pond.
"Destiny. Destiny. Destiny."
He repeated this over and over until, bang, he got it.
"I'm now in charge of the young ones. There is no one left here but myself. I am to be their mentor, really? I don't know about this. I'm not equipped to perform this service. How do I accomplish this?"
"We will show you,"
said a faint voice.
"You will come with us tonight. You have no choice, for this is your mission."
That night, Crockett tried to sleep, but he had a nagging worry in his gut. And sure enough, at midnight, he saw a strange blue light. It came closer and closer and drifted down just a few kilometres from where he was laying. A door opened, a ramp emerged, and two strangers came slinking out.
"Do not be frightened, old man frog, for we will not harm you. We are here for a humanitarian purpose. Follow us, please."
Reluctantly, Crockett did as they asked and entered the well-lit interior of a concave room. Instantly, the ramp retracted, the door slid closed, and the ship ascended. Unbeknownst to Crockett, there were other species aboard, but they were all contemplative and quiet. Suddenly, after what seemed like only minutes, a raspy voice was heard seemingly coming from everywhere at once.
"Welcome, my friends. You are now part of the Global Voice Council of Love."
Every species heard the word in their own tongue, as if they were all connected as one. And indeed, they were.
"We are here to teach you the way of the universe. You must then go back to from where you came and spread the word of oneness. Listen carefully to what I am about to impart to you all. It is vitally important to your survival and the survival of your kind."
The attendees did not know what to think, but they were mesmerized by the unusual sounding voice, which they could all understand.
"In the beginning, we were all united. We laughed and played and assisted each other in every detail of life. We were all one, as we were made to be. But along came greed and envy and jealousy and war and hatred. It split us into factions, and we became enemies even amongst our own kind. The world as we knew it turned from loving unification to jousting combat. Oh, some of you were against this action, but could do nothing against the new violence. You began to die. We are here to save you and humanity by bringing you to a new, safe world of love and light. Since your Earth is being poisoned by greed and money, and you can no longer survive there, I want you to enter my realm up here on the planet Armistice, where there is only love and cooperation for all eternity. Therefore, you must return to Earth one last time and gather your brothers and sisters and be ready to ascend 1 month from today. The ships will come down and transport you to happiness. Go now and spread the word of oneness.
The conveyance descended and discharged all of the beings back onto Earth exactly from where they had been picked up. They all scratched their collective heads and sat down in the grass or water or in a tree to ponder what they had just learned. A beautiful warmth surrounded them and gentled their anxiety. The mission had begun. So, Crockett began hopping in his field softly, calling to any of his comrades left on Earth.
Hear me, hear me, hear me, calling all frogs from every corner of the Earth. We are united as one. We are united as one. What I say to you will carry forth and be absorbed into all of your consciousness. You will only hear my voice.
And slowly but surely, all of the frogs did hear Crockett's voice, and within 2 weeks, they were all united on the same page, awaiting action.
Brother frogs, we can no longer live on this polluted earth, but are being given the opportunity of a lifetime to be part of the new world on planet Armistice, administered by the Council of Love. Do not be frightened. This is our destiny. It has taken millions of years, but it is here now, and we will be united with our deceased relatives and friends in a new world of peace and love. Do not be afraid. We have been waiting too long to leave this horrible place. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me.
And they did, along with all of the other species on Earth.
Written by Anne Bliss. Narrated by Miranda Redding Spring, Jim Spring, and Rhys Draven. Produced by Braybrook Studios.